We're stuck with Denny.
When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints.
Sorry, guys, my football, my computer's
going off. I don't think
the
first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Boy, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. Music.
11:33, and yes, indeed, on a Thursday morning here with the Invasion, Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, it can only mean one thing, that it is now time to read the liner.
It is. Knock it out. Shout out to the mascot of the day, Comets. Circa Resort and Casino wants to send you and a friend to Las Vegas to hang out with the Hardline for the live broadcast on November 17th and 18th. Text Circa, that's C-I-R-C-A, to 22126. To enter to win a trip that includes airfare, a three-night stay at Circa, and more. That's Circa to 22126.
I'm going to text right now because I would love to go do that.
I would, too. That would be fun.
I love that place.
Sorry.
But right now, boy, music.
Thank you, Matt. Let's get to it because we have a lot to listen to. I think I've told you this before, and I think we did a Boy Music about this, as far as my fascination with songwriting. And I thought, growing up, I was going to be the sixth or seventh member of New Edition. Thought I was going to be in a boy band. But, you know, the whole singing thing and the whole dancing thing, I probably wouldn't make it. But I always had a fascination with songwriting. And even at an early age, I remember this song coming out. And I thought, man, this would be a really cool crossover song. Now, before I get to that, I will say, and I always think that R&B music and country music are kind of, I don't want to say the same, but it's all about the storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the things that you talk about, they're talking about the love lost, love found, all these other things. They kind of have the same subject matter, but it's just different genres.
Okay.
And I think they probably fit together the most in any other. And I love listening to songs that will tell stories. There are a couple of hip hop songs that I love because they tell a story. It's one from KRS-One, Love's Gonna Get You. I love that song because it's every single verse is telling you this story, children's story from Slick Rick. Love those tunes because they're telling a story. So, as of course that we've talked about before, you and I both filled in for Hawkeye on KSCS, our sister station. And when Michelle asked us to do it, I thought, man, I've always thought that a few songs that I've heard R&B songs would make good country music songs because of the lyrics and see how that would sound. And of course, they've done that before because Fast Car comes out from Tracy Chapman. I never thought that would cross over and be a huge country music hit, and it was.
Yeah.
And even Tipsy from and Shaboozy made it a really cool, some variation of it. It wasn't just a straight cover of Tipsy.
I did
but
not
that's
know
a
that
hip-hop song.
I did not know that.
That turned into a country music song, huh. And that crossed genres, and you're thinking, man, I never would have expected that. And there are a couple of different songs that have done that. Of course, Dolly Parton wrote I Will Always Love You. Whitney Houston
right.
did it also. There's a All for One song that John Michael
I
Montgomery.
Swear. And I swear.
Right. That's an R&B song. That,
yeah.
That crossed over, that became a very successful country music song. And he did actually another All for One song. I can't think of the title right now, but he's done two All for One songs that were country music hits for him. So let me take you back to like 1987. And when I first heard this song, I thought, man, this would make a great country music song if some country music artist female said, man, I wanted to remake this. And this is Karen White. And this song is called Superwoman. Check this out.
Early in the morning, I put breakfast at your table and make sure that your coffee has its sugar and cream. Your eggs are over easy. You're toasting lightly. All that's missing is your morning kiss that used to greet me. Now you see the juicy side.
ever since I heard it, I thought, man, and every time I sing this song, I sing it with a country twang because I feel it would be an incredible crossover country music hit. So I had that thought. And when I worked with Michelle on Tuesday morning, I was like, man, there are other R&B songs that I think would make good crossover country music hits. And then the thought from her was like, man, I wonder what that would sound like. So, of course, I would reach out to one Bobby Duncan, who is a friend of the Ticket, the Ticket's own Bobby Duncan, an incredible country music artist who's been at every single Jub Jam that they've had. And I told him about my idea. And I said, you know what? If I give you a few songs, do you think you can see how it would sound if a country music artist would do it? Now, if I'm asking you for too much, you can tell me to kick rocks. Because yeah, I don't know right. all the details that goes going into it. And he was like, no, it's a good idea, man. Let's see what we can work with. So I sent him a few that I've always thought would make good country music songs. And he made them country music.
Okay.
So let's play the R&B version first. And then we'll see how Bobby Duncan interpreted this to say, all right, we can make it into a country music hit. Let's start with Jodeci. Group from the 80s and 90s. It's a song called Love You for Life. Here's Jodeci.
All the things you told me. You said you'd never leave me. We'll be together for eternity.
Telling a story, I can love you for life because your love is why I live. So sent that to Bobby Duncan. His interpretation here is Love You for Life from Bobby Duncan.
The promises you made, all the things you told me. You said you'd never leave me. We'd be together for eternity. Now it's all in the past, and I know our love will last. Lady, I will do all I can. Lady, I will be all I am. I'll give you all you had before. So come on in and close the door. Let me show you what I could be. Well, could you please just tell me, will you believe in love and the promise that it gives? Well, I want to love you for life, 'cause your love is why I live. Well, will you believe in love and the promise that it gives? Well, I want to love you for life, 'cause your love is why I live.
Okay. That's sounds exactly crazy. How I thought it would. And it's just that storytelling of both genres, man, that I enjoyed so much. And I was like, that works.
It does. And it's so interesting. And it's just whatever reason is in our brains, I guess, that, you know, the original song is like, okay, you know, whatever. And then he sings it, and that acoustic guitar, to me, I love acoustic guitar.
Right.
And it just hits.
And he made one slight musical change that makes it fit even more. He changed from a minor chord to a major chord.
I'm glad you know that, Daddy, because I didn't even realize that. Okay, it didn't even cross my
that's
mind.
That's what I thought.
I was a classically trained singer.
That is not what you thought. Okay.
I thought he changed it from, like, instruments to guitar.
Me too. That's what I thought. From a straight bass to acoustic.
Right.
That's what I thought. That's how it worked. So, all right. I gave him one more. And this song is If Only You Knew. This is Patti LaBelle. Let's listen to the original.
Seem to come out right. Me, only you knew how much I do love you.
Dude, I love those lyrics. Just at the very beginning, I must have rehearsed my lines 1,000 times. Until I had them memorized. But when I give up the nerve, get up the nerve. Dude, that's so great. It's just storytelling, man. So that's Patti LaBelle. If Only You Knew. Let's see how Bobby interprets this song and tries to make it a country music hit, crossing genres of If Only You Knew.
My lines 1,000 times until I had them memorized. But when I get up the nerve to tell you the words, it just never seem to come out right. Oh, if you how much I do love you. Oh, if you only knew how much I do love you. I dream of moments we share. Oh, but you're not there. See, 'cause you don't even suspect. Could probably care less about the changes I've been going through.
There you go, Bobby Duncan. If you only knew.
That is wild that he can do that.
I know. It's really cool, man. I wish I had that talent,
man,
that I could just play and interpret that and cross the genres like that. And again, man, I just think lyrically they match better or together better than any other genre out there, because it is about storytelling and how you're feeling. And some of the most of the songs are giving you something about love or something like that. So when you can mix and match those two together, man, I thought he did a stand up job as far as what I was thinking, how it was going to sound like as far as the country music goes. When I first hear him, oh, man, that could be a good crossover hit. It's exactly what I thought it was going to sound like. And I think it's really, truly awesome.
Man, you have such an ear for this. Like, it's crazy to think that you'd hear a song and you go, man, I can picture this in a different genre. I don't know that I can do that. And to see Bobby Duncan be able to execute it so, and I'm sure that it is way more difficult than he is making it sound.
Right, right. Oh, of course. Yeah, that's why I kept telling her, dude, if this is way too much, don't even worry about it. I can just talk about it and still have in my mind what I think it'll sound like. But no, he took up the challenge, man, and I really, truly appreciate that, him doing it. And it sounds exactly like I thought it would. Those songs, and I gave him a couple of others as we were doing this, and those are the two he picked out, and he told me, I can't get this one out of my head.
Yeah.
He told me he's been singing this one for ever since he did it. So I don't know if he's going to incorporate it in his show. But if he does, I would like for him to dedicate it to me.
It's such a spot on observation you made, that R&B ballads and country ballads have so many similar themes in their lyrics.
Right. It's just telling a story. If you found love, if you lost it.
Right.
If, you know, because we always make fun of country music. It's about a truck and, you know, your
and
boots
a dog
and a dog and all
beer.
That other stuff. But they're telling stories about what happened to them. in their lives, and that's the what the two genres are all about. So, man, I can't thank them enough again.
Yeah, that was
Bobby
awesome.
Duncan. He wanted me to let you know Saturday, October 18th, he will be at the Southside Preservation Hall in Fort Worth benefiting the Parenting Center. So if you want to check that out, theparentingcenter.org is where you can go get tickets to that show. But man, just go support Bobby Duncan. That was really cool of him to do and to kind of have my idea. I feel like a producer now. I feel like I need to go to Nashville and have a couple of producing things mm-hmm. for a couple of artists to see if we can make it big.
I feel like you should, man. Like, you've got the ear for this. Maybe you and Bobby need to team up.
I'm an idea man. I'm definitely not a man.
You can pick the songs, but this one here, this is, and he's like, okay, yeah.
I do have a few more in my mind that I feel that could be good crossover hits. So if he's down for the challenge, I will definitely present those to see if we can do that again. But Bobby Duncan, you are the best, man. Thank you very much. That's the Ticket Zone. That's Boy Music for this week.